Brandt got an offer from WLS.
No.
And Brandt spent most of his years in Chicago. His wife's from there.
Yeah. How could you blame him?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I'm still friends with Brandt today and his wife. I just saw her a week ago. But Brandt went on to go to LS, and then I hired Scott Carpenter from Chum in
Toronto. How did you get him to leave Chum?
You know, I can't even remember the circumstances, but, you know, he's one of my Facebook friends now still, but one of the most professional disc jockeys I've ever worked with. Just, he's going to sound the same every day. Mm-hmm. He's consistent. He's going to put the same product out day after day after day. And he did a tremendous job. I think he might have been there 4 or 5 years, yeah, maybe.
I thought he sounded like $1 million on that radio station.
And, you know, I think, I can't remember if Scott was out of work for a bit or what when we hired him, but I used to listen to those tapes and think, my goodness, this guy is really, really good. And, you know, he lived up to every expectation I had. I had a, you know, I remember interviewing some people for that job, and they were legendary names, and I brought them and put them on the air for a day, and it was sad because they just didn't throw the fastball anymore. But then I got lucky with Scott, and he was just a great DJ.